This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Just, you know what, stop just complaining and actually do something. All right? And I don't mean that, you know, if you're actually doing something, then obviously it's not aimed at you. If you're not doing something, why not? Why aren't you engaged? Why aren't you involved? Why aren't you doing something? Sincerely. So you just heard, if some of you were listening to the news portion of the show, you just heard again that a San Francisco judge overturned a D.C. judge because the Democrats love to do judge shopping. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You know, earlier, a D.C. judge upheld Trump's asylum rules, the new rules that he put in place, which basically said, and actually, let me rephrase that, okay? It's not new rules. All Trump did was said, we're going to follow the law that Congress made. We're going to follow the law. Which says, if you're seeking asylum in this country, if it's not from an adjacent country, if it's, you know, three countries away or two countries away, then you have to do it properly. You have to seek asylum in the countries you're coming through first. It's the law. It ain't that hard. Now we have judges making law as they go. We have judges deciding they know more than the law, they're better than the law, and it's not true. We all know it's not true. But here's a San Francisco judge. Need I say more? I'm serious. I'm so tired of this. It's so obvious. You know, if you're one of those people who just kind of votes, you really don't engage, you don't get involved, this should send a shiver up and down your spine. Because a D.C. judge said, yeah, the president has a right to enforce the law. Think about that. The president has a right to enforce the law. And then the Dems didn't like that, so they went to another federal judge in California who blocked the first judge's ruling. This is out of control. You know, the story goes, a federal judge in California on Wednesday blocked the Trump administration from imposing restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States just hours after a judge in Washington had decided to let the rule stand while the lawsuit played out in court. The rule published in the Federal Register last week required people seeking asylum to apply first in one of the countries they crossed on their way to the U.S. Now, there were certain exceptions. It targeted tens of thousands of Central Americans who have crossed Mexico each month trying to enter the U.S. Now, the rule was met quickly with a legal challenge from the advocacy groups who moved from a temporary restraining order blocking the rule after a hearing in Washington, D.C., to Court District Judge Timothy Kelly, who denied the motion. But hours later, U.S. District Judge John Teeger in San Francisco, an Obama appointee, block the enforcement of the rule. Now, here's the funny thing about this, right? Didn't Judge Roberts say that there are no Obama or Bush appointees? There's only judges? I mean, what world does he live in? You know, this idea from these guys that, you know, these judges are clean and they do the right thing all the time, really, that's why we're putting judges in jail now, right? Because they always do the right thing. The court recognizes, as it did with the first asylum ban, that the Trump administration was attempting an unlawful run around asylum protections enacted by Congress. According to the ACLU attorney Lee Gellerant, Melissa Crow, a senior supervisor, supervising attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center, boy, you know, they hold a lot of weight, don't they? Tiger's block is an important victory for the incredibly vulnerable individuals. No, Tiger is the guy you go to because he's an Obama appointee and extremely left. That's why you go to him. They don't even have the guts or the spine to be honest about it. The White House had earlier called a decision to uphold the Trump administration's rule a victory for Americans. Yeah, you know what's really funny? These people better start checking what the Americans believe about, you know, immigration and illegal immigration. I got news for you. The Dems are on the wrong side of this one. Seriously, they are. Because the majority of Americans, and I don't mean a little bit, the number I looked at the other day was it was up at like 72% of Americans think this is a major problem, and they don't believe the border should be open. Kelly, who was appointed to the bench by President Trump, said the immigrant advocate groups who filed the lawsuit did not show that their work would be irreparably harmed if the policy moved forward, with certain exceptions. The rule requires individuals to apply for and be denied asylum in another country in order to apply to use. Why would you? If you're truly trying to get, this is the stuff that is so obvious and in your face. If you're truly trying to get your family to safety, all right? And you, why would you go two or three countries away to get them to safety? Isn't Mexico a safe place to live? Ask it for a friend. Think about it. Right? I mean, when Trump ever says anything negative about Mexico, Mexicans, or whatever, we're always told what a great country they are, what great people they are. So what's the problem with Central Americans stopping there first? It's closer to their culture. It makes so much more sense. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Got a special guest for you, been on before. Tom Kersting joins me. He's America's no-nonsense family therapist. We're going to talk about your kids starting school again. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You know, we deal with a lot of, we deal with a lot of things on this show that most other shows are not dealing with, right? You can get politics 24-7 anywhere. You can get the story of the day anywhere. I mean, seriously, there's like 3,000 shows out there dealing with it. But we're dealing with issues and topics and things that you don't, it's not the norm, if you would. And but you need to hear this stuff. So I saw Tom on another low-rated show like mine, Tucker Carlson. No, just kidding. I saw him on Tucker Carlson, and the stuff that he was hitting on was right on. I mean, he already knows this, and some of you don't pay attention to this stuff. But what he was talking about when it comes to our kids, and what they're dealing with in social media, with their iPhones, iPads, smartphones, and how it affects them. And I'm tired of hearing you people say, no, this is no different than what we used to tell our kids in the 60s with music and TV. And no, it's not. Okay, TV didn't change our brain, if you would, physical attributes of our brain. We weren't in front of these things 8 and 10 hours a day. So let me bring him on because he's so much more versed in this stuff than I am, obviously. Tom Kersting began his career as a school counselor and a therapist almost 20 years ago. Suddenly in 2007, he noticed an increase in students being diagnosed with anxiety, ADD, ADHD, and he was intrigued on how these devices, you know, social media in the world and other things like that had on the behavior of our kids. Tom, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. And don't tell Tucker that I called his show low-rated show. I was just teasing.
No, you didn't. He loves the whole tech tyranny component.
Well, yeah, you know what it is? It's really funny because these things were made to be tools for us. They're made to help us out. And now even me as a school board trustee, I'm seeing how they're being brought into the classroom. They're being used more and more. These kids aren't stupid. They know how to use these things. They know how to get around some of our security measures. But let's just go back to basics for a minute, okay? I mean, come on. We're talking about a smartphone, an iPad. You know, they can go out and get the information they need. It's a great thing to be able to use. How is this affecting kids with anxiety and ADD and ADHD?
Well, you know, you just hit the nail on the head. Technology is great, right? Exercise is great. If you go to the gym and you exercise for an hour a day, fantastic. If you go to the gym and you exercise for 9 hours a day, you're going to be taken away in an ambulance. So when you look at phones and technology, people aren't just, it's not just, you know, an occasional thing like watching a half-hour sitcom on TV. 9 hours a day is what the average adult and child is spending glued to a screen more than any other activity, including sleep. So, you know, to answer your question, how does that relate to anxiety and ADHD and everything else? So anxiety is a mental health disorder, right? ADHD is a neurological disorder that kids are born with, okay? Acquired ADHD, which is not an official term, is basically kids that are diagnosed with ADHD that don't really have it. And a lot of the doctors don't even know that. What they have is a brain that has changed because of spending too much time in a highly stimulating world. And that's called neuroplasticity. And it leads to, you know, distraction, disorganization, things like that. So essentially, wherever we're spending the most time as human beings, our brains are absorbing that, our emotions are absorbing that, and we're becoming that.
Okay, now wait a minute. You just said our brains are changed. Do you mean there's a physical change, a neurological change? I mean, what do you mean by that?
There is. I'll explain real quick. So neuroplasticity, which is the greatest breakthrough in modern-day psychology, is this. Any brain that is engaged in anything that's considered highly stimulating for 3 or more hours a day, the brain will change its neural pathways. It'll grow neural pathways to adapt to that environment. All right, now, the most highly stimulating thing in the world is all these devices and technology, and we're spending 9 hours a day, kids. So the brains, if you ever saw an image of a brain, there's these tree branch looking things. They're called neural pathways.
Right.
Each one of those pathways is critical to human functionality. The brain will grow new ones if you spend 3 or more hours per day in any world that's highly stimulating. It will adapt to that environment. So essentially, when I'm giving lectures and stuff, I kind of liken it to this. If you're spending the majority of your life in a cyber world, you're not spending the majority of your life in the real world, and you're not developing real life skills.
Right. Wow. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a frightening thing. And I talk about it a lot in my book, Disconnected. You know, goes in depth about that, about the brain and how that affects the emotions, and what we have going on as a society now with kids. I mean, you know, it's just the anxiety disorders are through the roof, depression, attention deficit, suicide. I've been talking about this before the research came out.
Oh, you listen. I know. I've been, you know, I've been listening and dabbling in this stuff, and I just did a story the other last week on how we have among the highest teen suicide rates on the planet. And yet we're supposed to be so enlightened. We're supposed to be, you know, so on top of things. And yet we don't know what's good for our kids. We don't know how to help our kids. But let me go a step further with you, though. You talked about it a minute ago, which is these things are stimulating, not your brain. You know, this chemical releases. There are things happening while you're I don't know, playing video games or looking at the phone or going into stories. And it's a whole different chemical there's a chemical change to your body while you're doing these things that's not natural or normal, is it?
Yeah, and they're designed that way. So the tech industry, you know, when you have your phone, every little alert that you get, every little beep, you know, all these different things are designed to attract our attention. So, you know, the next time you have your phone in your pocket and you get a little buzz, there's sort of like a little dopamine drip going on in your brain, a little excitement factor. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, somebody's trying to get a hold of me. Wow. And we're getting these things constantly, so it kind of creates this falsified sense of importance. And when you take kids, teenagers and preteens, they're already, that developmental stage, they're already insecure. That's kind of what it is. It's the stage of insecurity, trying to figure out who you are, where do I fit in, and so forth. And now that we hand kids the modern-day weapons of mass destruction, with all this social media, where they can compare themselves to everybody else, where they can look at everybody else's wonderful life and all their photos, and when kids start comparing themselves to everybody else, when they're already naturally insecure, you're just adding another layer to that, which is affecting their development, it's affecting their mental well-being, it's affecting their emotional well-being, and it's part of the reason why we have such an escalated suicide rate occurring in our society.
Yeah, you know, Tom, though, is this... Because, you know, some people, when I talk about this on a regular basis, is this just what our parents were doing back in the 70s and the 60s, and they were complaining about that music they were sticking in our ears and that stuff we were watching on TV, that it was going to, you know, totally change? This is nothing more than that. This is just new technology, right? And you can't answer that because you hear the music, right?
I got
you. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back with Tom Kersting in a few minutes. We've got a lot I want to talk to this guy about, so don't go away or you're going to miss a really good show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Robert Mueller did a horrible job during testimony on Capitol Hill and his investigation of Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
This whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country.
But Mueller said his investigation wasn't a witch hunt. He didn't exonerate the president of wrongdoing, and he could be prosecuted after leaving office. He gave a long answer in responding to the question as to why he didn't subpoena President Trump.
We were almost towards the end of our investigation, and we'd had little success in pushing to get the interview of the president. We decided that we did not want to exercise the subpoena powers because of the necessity of expediting the end of the investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, but I don't want to waste this guy's time. I love when he's on with me, and Tom Kirstein joins me. He began his career as a school counselor and a therapist almost 20 years ago, and in 2007 he noticed an increase in students being diagnosed with anxiety and ADD, ADHD. He was intrigued by how these devices and social media and the digital world is affecting your kids, your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons, your granddaughters. You need to pay attention and learn what you can do to help them. Anyway, Tom, thanks so much for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. I love it.
Yeah, and I love you. Listen, I love your book. Book is Distracted. I'm sorry, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Digitally Distracted Kids. And everybody that I know that has read that book really has enjoyed reading that book. So, you know, I asked you before the break, you know, in the 60s and 70s, our parents were screaming at us that the music was going to fry our brains, the MTV was going to fry our brains. Isn't this just the same thing? It's just a passing fad, right?
Yeah, right. Now you have your TV, your music, your internet, your life, your pictures, your camera, everything wrapped up in the size of a deck of cards that goes with you everywhere you go in the palm of your hand. A little different than the 13-inch television that we had back then.
Yeah, and people don't realize how much power that thing really, really, really has on people, right? I mean,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, back in the, you didn't take your TV from your living room and carry it with you everywhere you went and stare at it while you were driving your car in the airport at dinner with your family. So it's much different than it used to be, no doubt. I mean, right now, and we're on the vanguard of something that is changing our society like nothing else we've ever experienced.
Right. Well, you know what? Again, I look at all this stuff and I think we kind of like the TV, and if my mom's listening, I'm not blaming you for this, but TV was used as a babysitter. back in, you know, especially in the 70s when you had to do certain things, you know, kids were sat in front of the TV set. Now these kids, though, are choosing themselves what they're going to watch, what they're going to see, what they're going to do. And you and I were talking in the break, and I said, here's what really scares me. One of the fellows that I have on is an expert on, you know, drugs with teenagers and what have you. And the dope of today, the marijuana of today, is so much stronger than it was back in the 60s and 70s. It's not your grandfather's dope. So here we are. We're stimulating their minds by allowing them to smoke, because they have anxiety issues. So let's give them some dope. And then let's put a video game in front of them that they can see on their phone to help feed the anxiety they have that just got rid of with the dope. And then we can't figure out why they're all screwed up in the head and why we have such a high suicide rate among teens. I mean, does any of this correlate with each other?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the dope, the digital stuff. So it's kind of like this. I look at it like this. If we keep numbing our kids, we keep removing them from reality. You know, how if we remove them from reality and numb them from life, what happens when we put them out in the real world? They're confronted with an actual adversity. How are they going to handle that? And the answer is they're not going to handle it. And they're not handling it at all right now in many cases. Not all of them, but more so than ever. And that's why we have all this anxiety. We have kids that are school avoidant. We have kids that are depressed. Because when they're confronted with a real life issue, a hurdle, they're not equipped mentally, emotionally to handle it. And, you know, and we can't just continue to put Band-Aids on things and put kids in front of screens and feed them drugs and stuff and expect them all of a sudden to magically, you know, come out of the bottle and thrive in the world. And I, as a therapist, I see this every day. I have so many preteens and teens with so many different issues over 20 years of doing this, particularly in the last few years in the digital age. And it's very, very concerning, which is why I wrote my book.
All right, so here's the question of the hour, Tom. How do you get through to parents to back out of what they've been doing with their kids and allowing, you know, pretty much unrestricted use of these phones and other things? I mean, how do you help a parent to really understand the damage that they're doing to these young people?
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's not that parents are bad parents for the most part. It's just that as a society, what we tend to do as human beings is we don't know we're doing it. But we look around, we see what our neighbors are doing, we see what our community's doing, and all of a sudden it's okay. It's called social conformity. And that's why, like, when I'm giving lectures, Joe, there'll be 200 parents in there, and I'll say, raise your hand if you think it's smart for an 11-year-old to have a smartphone, if it's a good idea. I've never had one person in hundreds of lectures I've done raise their hand. Yet, the average age the kids are getting their smartphones is 10, 22 years old. So everybody knows it's not smart, that it's a bad idea. But they do it anyway because there's a fear built into parents, a fear that, well, if my kid's the only one that doesn't have a smartphone, he's going to feel left out and so forth. I've never had a parent come up to me at a lecture and say, the best thing I ever did was get my kid a smartphone. I've had countless parents come up to me and say, the worst thing I ever did was get my kid a smartphone.
Oh, great. Listen, just recently, within the last decade or so, I actually had some of these young people when I had my computer company working for me, and I had one young man who came in, and he was so attached to that smartphone. Now, here I am, the boss of the company. He's a young guy. I'm trying to have a conversation with him, and he's got that smartphone 2 feet away from his face, and he is reading it while I'm talking to him. He couldn't stop doing it no matter what. I'm just going to wait till you're done. And it wasn't even faze him.
Yeah, and guess what? That guy, whatever you said to him, he did not hear. Because your brain cannot multitask. It's not possible. I'm a great multitasker. I have a whole chapter on that. Physiologically, the brain is incapable of doing more than one thing at a time.
It's just amazing to me where these young kids are going. But, all right, so school is starting, right? We've got kids in most high schools. You've got from 7th to 8th, they now go into high school. Give me some suggestions for these parents. Help some of these parents maybe take a stand or gradually start to pull this thing away from their child. What can they do?
So I can tell you this. I also work at a high school. I still do almost 25 years, right? And I hear it all the time from parents at lectures, at where I work and so forth. I can't believe that the kids have the phones on, you know, in this classroom and this and that, right? So they're automatically pointing a finger at the school. But I got news for you. The school didn't give your kid the phone. The school didn't say take the phone to school. All right, it's the parents that are doing that. So any parents listening, if you get angry right now, good.
I'm good with it.
But number one, this is what you have to do, all right? Don't send don't allow the phone to go to school with your kid. And the argument on the other end that I always hear is, well, what if there's an emergency? Well, it's much just easier when I got to pick my kid up, this and that. Your kids are getting just, they're losing their social skills because when they're in lunch, when they're walking down the hallways, they're staring at their phones, they're not communicating like they should be with their fellow peers. So I had a superintendent or a principal who read my book somewhere in Montana, I think, sent me an email, and this is the first I've heard of it. Starting in September, because they read my book, Disconnected, this guy, they went to the Board of Education, and the school is now banning smartphones from coming into school during the school day. And guess what? I think every school, but the problem is too many people, too many administrators in schools were afraid to make that move because they're going to get way too much blowback from parents because the phone has become the umbilical cord between the parent and the child.
Hey, they still sell flip phones, okay? So truly your response is that you want a way to get a hold of your child, your child to get a hold of you. They have flip phones for $19.99 at Best Buy, and I'll expect my check from Best Buy later, right? So if that's truly, if that's
exactly
true.
Exactly. but guess what? You know, you try to tell that, like, a teenager wouldn't be caught dead with a flip phone. They'd be too embarrassed.
I know, right?
But believe it or not, Joe. Believe it or not, they're actually making, flip phones are making a comeback in the adult world because adults are getting sick and tired of constantly being on call with their jobs and stuff on weekends and late at night when they were supposed to be with their families. So a lot of them are turning in their smartphones and going old school.
Wow. Well, I will tell you to your story a second ago that in my district, one of the principals at one of the schools at a parent meeting, and she said that, hey, we are giving some serious consideration into making the kids shut off all smartphones during the day while they're at school, and if we catch them with one in their hand or on, it's going in the office, and you parents will have to pick it up at the end of the day. And she got a standing ovation from the parents that were from.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's like they want the help. They don't know what to do, and they don't know how to take control of their children. I'm looking at texting blockers. These kids on campuses are actually making drug deals over their cell phones, not realizing, well, not being smart enough to know that you can grab that later on against them. But they're texting each other directions on where to meet to pass off money. It's craziness.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I hear this. I've heard that those stories from parents. You know, kids that I counsel, some of those parents that check their phones. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Yeah, well thank you for that. And then when we do come back, we're gonna talk about some more how you can help parents take a stance against this and maybe little bites to help them get away from this. I'm Joe Messina, your host, we'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, and I mean that sincerely. Like I told you, we don't do politics 24-7. We deal a lot with social issues and things that you can help with. Now, it's really funny because during the break, I was talking to Tom about parents, grandparents, and what have you. And what do we talk about on the show on a regular basis? You grandparents. Some of you are so afraid to say anything to your kids because you want to be able to see your grandkids. And I get it. I understand that. But, man, you got to take a stand to help save your grandkids. And, no, I don't want to make this sound like, you know, oh, my God, this is the end of the world. But you've got to have some influence. You have to impart some of your wisdom and some of the stuff that you've read and to your kids, and you don't shove it down their throat. Let them know what you've read. Get a copy of Tom's book. And I'm not just saying it because he's on the show. I haven't heard one person who's read his book say to me, yeah, whatever, it's a bunch of hooey. Everybody I know who's read it, been in the education world, has said that, you know, his book is right on, and more parents need to read it. The book is Disconnected, How to Reconnect Digitally Distracted Kids. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Joe.
Like, it's not like you just got up one morning and wrote this, too. As you were saying earlier, you know, you've got almost 25 years of being in high school, and you're watching these kids, and all of a sudden you go, what the heck is going on here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I started giving lectures on this topic over 10 years ago, like way ahead of where we're at right now. You know, it was a forewarning, because I was seeing a lot of different, as a therapist and school counselor, I was just seeing an unprecedented amount of problems with kids, and I started researching, and it seemed that everything was pointing to the fact that, you know, if you're living your life in a cyber world, you're not going to be able to live a functional life in the real world.
Yeah. Oh, no. This virtual reality thing scares the crud out of me. Because, you know, it used to be just that, you know, you could get on a roller coaster, and that was one thing, and that was kind of cool and wonderful. But now these people can live a whole different life. They can create a family. They can do things that you and I would just think were weird. And this is how they're escaping reality, isn't it? Can't be healthy for them.
Yeah, even all the, you know, different social media sites and stuff, you know, you can create all these profiles. And, you know, you take especially vulnerable preteens and teens that are just hungry for relevancy, you know, that they don't feel that they fit in anywhere. No, you can just go create a profile anywhere, Snapchat, Instagram, and so forth. It doesn't have to be you. And you're going to get just tons of feedback that's just superficial. And any superficiality can never, ever fill an actual person's self-esteem. Right. A person's self-esteem, how they feel about themselves, can only come from within. It can never come from without, meaning the outside world.
Well, since now I beat up people for two segments, let's talk about how parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, how do they help these kids get away from these things? How? I realize you're probably never going to get it out of their hands 100%, but what things can they do with their kids, their grandkids, and what have you?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the number one most important thing that we can do as parents and or grandparents is we got to monitor our own use. I'm guilty of it. I'm not going to lie. I wrote the book on it. But sometimes, you know, I'm busy. I'm on my computer, and my, you know, 12-year-old daughter will be, you know, grab me, Dad, come look at this. And, like, I'm not hearing her for a minute. Then I got to kind of smack myself in the side of the head. So we really, you know, number one is we have to practice what we preach. You know, so anybody listening, practice what you preach. It's easier even for us adults to sort of get lost on YouTube and TVs and our own Facebook and social media stuff. But, you know, when we're home with our kids, we got to pull the plug on that stuff as well. And, you know, as individuals, and really and model that behavior for our kids. That's the starting point.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what about those parents that grandparents, all right? You've got the kids. You see what your kids are doing to your grandkids. How do they approach their kids? Any input on that?
How do the grandparents approach their children, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, hey, look, I'm watching what you do with my little grandson there. Can I offer some guidance?
Yes. I know, and you talked about that earlier, because I think I'm not a grandparent, but I you know, I've worked with all kinds of families and stuff, and I get the sense that, you know, I think as a grandparent they fear, like, you know, all of a sudden you're going to say or do something that's going to cause a problem with the son-in-law or daughter-in-law, and then you're going to be estranged from the family and all these other fears. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, with your son or daughter, just when you're with them, just the two of you, just have a conversation about it. You know, just say, look, you know, I noticed that Junior is, you know, spending, you know, is kind of glued to the TV and, you know, on the iPad all the time. You know, it's not good. Kids are supposed to be, you know, their natural habitat is making shapes out of clouds. It's not making things on Fortnite and so forth. You know, and just have the conversation. And if there's a defensiveness, then you tread lightly and you keep entering that place. I get that. I get that there's, you know, there is often that defensiveness when, you know, when a grandparent is talking to their own children about their grandchildren, because that's just the natural tendency is, you know, people get defensive and they'll look at that as if they're being told that they're being bad parents. So all it's right. Really how you communicate.
All right, Tom. So I got a parent that's they're listening to you and I, and they've read the book, or they've you know, they know they've got a problem. They've got a kid. They know they've got a problem with this kid. Where do they turn? I mean, listen, I get a lot of you guys on the air with me, a lot of family counselors. Apparently this is not an exact science, because everybody has different approaches to these kind of things. But they're listening to us and they're saying, wow, I've got to get my son or daughter some help. Give them some ideas of where to turn.
Well, so I'll tell you this much, Joe. So I, you know, even though I wrote the book and I lecture on this all the time, I learn from people that respond to me. I get tons of emails from people all over the country that have read the book and so forth. And I've had many people that have told me they've done a complete deep family detox, okay, which is very hard to do. One woman, her son was addicted to video games, 9 years old, right? So she decided, and she knew it was going to be very difficult, that they were going to just go completely cold turkey, tech-free, you know, for 30 days. And they did it, and she said it was the most difficult thing she ever did, but it was the most rewarding thing she ever did because her 9-year-old son transformed from a zombie into his old self that he used to be before he got addicted to video games. So what I've, and this is just anecdotal stuff, I've had several of those cases like that. Anecdotally speaking, meaning just from experience, if you can somehow pull it off where you can go, you know, tech-free, take your kid's phone away, the video games and so forth for an entire month, I think you'll see a transformative experience that you've never experienced. And people listening right now might be rolling their eyes saying, yeah, that's just impossible. We can't do that nowadays. But guess what? You know, you can. You can do that. If you put your mind to it and you want your kid back, we'll do anything for our kids.
You know what? You will not die without a smartphone. These people, they wig out when their phone goes bad. They make a beeline for the phone store. And, oh, my God, I can't wait 3 days. It's like, are you serious? What did you do without the phone before? I mean, did your heart not beat?
I know what I did. I was a kid I was born in the early 70s. I wish everybody lived my childhood in the 1980s. Riding our BMX bikes all over the place.
Yeah.
Going to the mall. Trying to pick up girls. Failing most of the time doing so. Playing baseball down at the park. I have so many memories embedded in my mind of being with my friends, going to the swim club. All kinds of fun stuff. And like nowadays, we got kids that are, you know, what are their memories? Sitting in front of their flat screen TV, playing Fortnite and playing other video games with their friends that aren't here.
Yeah, binge playing from Friday after school all the way through to Monday morning when they went back to school. That was like the big. No, but you're right. I mean, we joke about it. We sound like old people, but I mean, it's like when the street lights came on, you had to get home. Where did we play football? We found a street that wasn't a lot of traffic on. You know, I grew up in Boston, so that's where you played football, and you were outside all the time. Being inside was not an option. And again, if you had to call home, you had to learn that, what was it? I need to make a collect call. I mean, most kids can't even, on a payphone, they can't make a long-distance call. They wouldn't know how. I don't even know if you can find a payphone today, but whatever. You're right, different lifestyle. We were outside, we were burning off some steam, and that's the other fear I have is some of these kids that play a lot of video games, a lot of fighting games, and they have all those chemicals building up in them, and I don't know how they release that pent-up energy. It can't be healthy for them. Just my thought.
Yeah, and again, right, and they're just getting these artificial hits of dopamine and excitement and satisfaction and winning. And it's like, you know, you're not going to win all the time. You know, you're going to get out in the real world and you're going to lose. And yeah, that's how you get ahead. You got to lose. That's how you learn. In order to win, you got to lose first. But, I know. It's just the whole thing is just it boggles my mind where we're at right now.
All right, Tom. So people want to get some of your wisdom, have you come out to one of their events or what have you, or even get copies of your book. How do they find you?
So my website is www.tomkersting.com. A lot of great information on there. My book, it's called Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids. You can get that on Amazon. You can get that on Barnes & Noble. Look at the reviews. There's 140-something reviews, and I think about 140 of them are 5-star reviews. And the number one review is every parent should read this book. And I'm not bragging about that. I feel great about that because it means I'm doing something.
You're one of the only guys I've had on the show. I think I've given out like 12 of your books. I haven't had anybody say to me, this guy's a nut job. These are academics. These are people that are in the business. Say, man, this guy's right on. And that's why I'm so excited when I get you on with me. And people have got to pay attention to what's going on with their kids and their grandkids. They've got to be willing to help out. So anyway, Tom, thank you for being with me. God bless you for what you're doing. I really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll catch up with you later. Listen, Colorado State, I already did this story, but I got to do it again because there's an upgrade on it. Colorado State says you can't use the word American anymore. It's just not good. It's just not good. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Kevin Lucian, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.